Basically, that's Sunday. We're going to do Chazara. Doesn't mean you don't have to come. On Sunday, this Sunday, since we got to a stopping point, we're going to try to really do super review, try to see inside, first of all, Gemara, Rashi, whatever we can speak out by heart. And also, so we do from the top base until this point that we get to today, that's the Shem, on Sunday. So you can start previewing over Shabbos also. Which means you have to come and start speaking about that. And if you know it already,
from the beginning.
Tomorrow's big Chazara from the beginning. The Mishnah on the Sugya, on the four Pshat, and Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak. The four Pshatim of the Mishnah, Rav Nachman, Rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef. We try to get it clear, speak out the four Pshatim. It's a big day, Sunday, don't be late.
So are you giving your share?
We'll see how we'll give share, maybe we'll see how it goes, how tired everybody is. But we'll see about the share. But for sure we're going to have a big Chazar, so sleep well over Shabbos. No review sheets. Review sheets is if to speak it up off that. Speak it up by so now there's no review sheets for this week. If you want, we can make one, say. Fine, so Sunday is a big day. But as Jeff, come, we speak it up about that. Maybe, hopefully, we'll know something. Maybe it's get the four pshatim with the sugya, understand well the four pshatim in the Mishnah. You ready? That's good. That's the Shem.
You
can borrow it. You can borrow it. I have the book. I want to borrow it. You want the book, Chana?
No, I
didn't. You didn't. Baruch Hashem. We're doing pretty good. We're doing double as fast as last month. We're going to double the pace from last month so far. You know that? Last month we did an Amud a week. And stuff where we did a Daf in a week. A little more than a Daf. It's a little more than a week. So far we're doing double the pace. So it's worth it to put in extra time. If we're tired. It's short, also a little bit short, but still. It's going to come. No, it's coming soon. It's coming. There's a lot of Taisus over here. There's much more Taisus over here. That's why it's shorter daf. But
so I'm a little confused. What were you reading this Sunday?
We'll see. We're going to review. We're reviewing from the beginning. Review from the beginning, the last daf from the beginning of the Masechta, until where we get to today. Is that good? Fine. Yes, start. Fine, sure. Last time I said. Okay, so holding MS Bemuna. Holding MS Bemuna, letter Yud. Tarech Lishma Mo'edis Bemuna. We have to be very careful to protect the Muna, as we saw this yesterday. What's the Yud Al? EF Shaliskas Lemuna Shlema. It's impossible to come to Muna Shlema. Kim Ayadisha Batim Lusadika Adarbi Team. Unless the person comes to the true Tzadikim of the generation. Ki Kol Iker Amunis Yisrael. Because the main emuna of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, Mamshichim Heim L'Ador, the Tzadikim draw it down and bring it to the generation. Ki Heim Klal Yisrael Kedusha, because they are the general Kedusha. So we're saying it's impossible to come to Emunah Shleima unless you get close to Tzadikim. Yud Beis. Emes V'Emunah Mechines Arvin Hearing. Truth and faith are the aspect of a shining face. Mechina Simcha, the aspect of being happy. Bechinas Chayim, the aspect of life. The Alkeinu, therefore, Zayicha Leruicha Siyavim Aydezeh. Through Emes and Emuna, since they're the aspect of life and Simcha, right? A person is Zayicha to have long life in the merit of having, of always trying to speak the truth, having faith in Hashem. A person merits to have long life. Will happen. The opposite is also true. Sheker that the law is Mekatzer Yamin. It shortens a person's life. Ki Sheker Bechinas Misa. Sheker is the aspect of death. Right, the dark face of a desire, Rachman al-Aslan, it's actually of a desire. So therefore, the more we connect with Emes and Emuna, the more we connect with life, and it's a schus to have long life. Now, we're holding from Sinai, we're holding in Shara's Chira Perek Vav, in the end of Perek Vav. So the Chavetz Chaim says that even while we're alive, that when a person's nefesh goes up, all the evil words they speak go up with it. And all the holy words separate from him. Which means every night our nefesh goes back up to Shemayim. Right? It goes back, it gets recharged, and it comes back down. Right? Now if a person speaks Lashon Hara, then also the bad, everything he does goes up with his nefesh. So the bad and the good go up with him. So someone who speaks Lashon Hara, the bad words go up, and the Kedusha separates from him because of this. There's no bigger embarrassment than this for the nefesh. This is the Zohar says in Parashat Tazria. Says someone, Shomer people Lashon Hara, Shomer Tzara Snafshe. Says one who guards his tongue, they save their soul from tzaras, for problems. Why? Because if a person's speech, their lips and their tongue speak bad, those words go up, and when they go up, they call out and they say, make room for the words of the evil words of plenty. It says, make room for the way of the strong snake that's coming through. Now this guy's coming through, and they're like basically saying like the Yitzhahara is coming through. And this guy comes up. And then the Neshama leaves, and it can't speak. Like it says, the Pasuk said, I was silent, I couldn't speak. And this Neshama goes up with Busha, with Tzar Gadol, and they don't give it a place like it used to have. There where the Pasuk says, Shomer, people Shomer, 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 Snafshet. That if a person guards their tongue, they're saving their nefesh from a lot of difficulties and pain in the next world. And even while they're in this world, it's going to, someone who protects their tongue, they'll save themselves from all these tzaras. Wow. So holding on the wire now, we're still trying to figure out what's the pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Beis Shanal Devi Yom Tov, right? Beis Shanal that was born on Yom Tov. Hisham, I said you could eat it. But he still said you can't eat the egg. Why can't you eat the egg that was born on Yom Tov? So we had Rav Nachman, who said you can't eat it because of Muktzah. We have Rabbah who said you can't eat it because of Hachana. That since in a case where Yom Tov comes after Shabbos, it's prepared from the day before, it's prepared from Shabbos. It's Hachana, you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Everything has to be prepared from Chol. Good. And all other cases are serious because of the cases of Shabbos after Yom Tov, Yom Tov after Shabbos. Comes in why we say a Nupshat. Let's see the bottom of the base of the base. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Gzeira Mishapiris HaNoshrin. It's a Gzeira because of fruits that fall off. Now what's Allah about fruits that fall off? Fall off the tree. Right, if you go in your backyard on Shabbos morning, taking a walk, and you happen to see some apples fell off the tree. Halacha is you're not allowed to eat those apples. But I didn't pick them. It doesn't matter, you're not allowed to eat those apples because Chazal say if you're going to eat these apples, we're afraid you're going to start picking apples on Shabbos also. So you're not allowed to eat them. Well, let's say oranges. You had oranges. They fell off the tree. You have lemons. You're not allowed to use them on Shabbos because Chazal says it's Gzeira. You might come and pick them off. Good?
So I'm going to have an interesting question. What if you find an apple or a lemon not under the tree? Find it somewhere else, nowhere near a tree.
So are you assuming...
And you don't know when it was originally detached.
That's a good question. You're right. If it definitely didn't fall off a tree, if it doesn't seem like it fell off a tree, it should be mutter. But if it's a suffix, that's a good question. If the man look up the halacha afterwards, you're asking what about in the case of a suffix? What do you do in the case of a suffix? If you're not sure,
it's a gezerah. So
suffix. So you're cool about we have to know what went into the gezerah. But I'm not sure what I'm not sure what went into the gezerah. I mean, as maybe did all what was part of the gezerah. Only fruits under a tree, or maybe also any fruits that you've just found lying around. I mean, obviously, it's in a box in your house. We're not going to worry about it.
Right.
You want to know if there's a good chance it came from a tree. Possibly, it's in the gzeira.
No, but it doesn't matter if it came from a tree or not. It's a suffix of whether or not it fell from the tree today. That's a suffix, and that's what the gzeira is on. So suffix is it's a suffix of run.
Right. I mean, if you're sure you know, did it fall today? It's already getting rotten. It doesn't seem like it fell today. You're right. It wouldn't be part of the gzeira. So you're right. If you're not sure that it might be part of the gzeira, you wouldn't be able to eat it. If you're not sure if this fruit came off the tree today,
you're allowed to eat it. If you're not sure, you're allowed to eat it. No.
Why?
Because it's suffix.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the gzeri was.
When the rest of the thing is picking it. The gzeri, the bottom end is to not eat something until that.
Rabbi Yaakov is fasting. I don't know. But Rabbi Yaakov fasting is a suffix. If you're not sure, it's always Rabbi Yaakov Lekula.
Is that the halacha?
Yeah, but I don't know if you say it to me because you have to know what went into the gzeri. You're right. Suffix is something Rabbi Yaakov Lekula.
Are you saying that you have a tree?
Right.
You go on Shabbos. You see there's two fruits. There's one that you saw that just fell. There's
right.
one that you know that was from the day before that fell. So that it's still sitting there.
But then it's fine. If you knew for sure it fell the day before.
So you can eat the one that fell the day before, but you can't eat the one that just fell?
Yeah. It's what the problem is, well...
Was saying because it came rain to take a food from the tree. This is why they
made it. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's my point. So should they both be also?
Maybe.
Because
look like it...
I'm not sure what went into the exam. We have to maybe look up the halacha. I'm not sure because I'm not clear what went into the exam. You're saying it's a suffix. It's my suffix. I don't know
if it's away from a tree.
If it's away from the tree, you don't think it came from the tree? This probably, I'm assuming it's fine. Yaakov says it's fine. If it's away from the tree, it's not near the tree at all, and you have no reason to believe it fell today, then it's fine. If you find it under the tree, everybody asks me another question. They're asking another question. Let's say you found it under the tree, but I know it fell yesterday. But I just didn't have time to collect it, right?
Yeah.
Is that part of the Gzera? So Rabbi Yaakov says it's part of the Gzera.
It has to be.
I don't know.
He says it's part of the Gzera. Maybe we can look it up afterwards. Oh, so let's say a normal case. Let's say simple. Everybody says very complicated people. Let's go simply. You have a fruit that fell off the tree today. It fell off the tree. It's a fresh fruit. I cleaned up all my fruits yesterday. I know for sure it fell off.
You saw it.
I saw it fall. I was looking for my window. I saw the thing drop. I'm like, oh, let me go eat it. Come on down and say you're not allowed to eat it. Because the Xeria, you might come also to pick a fruit. We're afraid you can start eating fruits, you're going to get used to it, you can also pick a fruit. So what happened over here? You want to say here also, that's the reason why you can't eat an egg. What does the egg have to do with the fruit? Here also, that's the reason why you can't eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. On any day, it doesn't matter, after Shabbos, before Shabbos, any day of Yom Tov. Yeah.
Theoretically, if you had a contraption that catches fruit and delivers it to your kitchen.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Why?
It's a chazer's chazal, because any fruit that fell off today, it's awesome, because we're afraid you're going to come to pick them also.
What if it doesn't let you know when they're coming down? They've been in your kitchen and they roll in every day, all the time.
It's from Shabbos. If it rolls in today, it's from Shabbos.
It's pretty much on the Shabbos.
From Shabbos mode.
Yeah.
So the conveyor belt brings apples to your counter.
Fine, let's go to the beginning of the Gemara. So let's say, the Gemara is more interesting. Gemara is a chicken, an egg that fell, an egg that was laid, is also you're not allowed to eat an egg that was laid. Right, the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, you're also not allowed to eat it. Or technically speaking, on Shabbos also. But also, you wouldn't be allowed to eat this egg. Why? Because of the Gezeira. So Pashto, the Gemara's understanding now. If we let you eat an egg that was laid, so it looks like somebody who was attached and became detached, was attached to the mother, so to speak, and it came detached. Listen, the Gemara says later, explains later, that, yeah, it was somebody that was attached and became detached. So also, if you're going to let you eat the egg that became detached from the mother, you might come to eat the fruit also that became detached on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't let you eat the egg. What's the Gemara's kasha? What do we say? Why can't you eat the fruit that fell down? Because of the Gzera, maybe you might come to... Why can't you eat the fruit that fell off the tree? To pick it. And why can't I eat the egg that was laid? Because I might come...
To eat the fruit that fell on the ground.
To eat the fruit that fell on the ground. So that's Gzera, look Gzera. Right? That's it. So let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm Gzera, I'm Shafir, I'm Noish. Amalei, Abaye, said to him, he said to Rabbi Yisrael, Amalei, Abaye, Peris, I'm Noish, time of Maya. What's the reason that Peris that fell off the tree? Why can't you eat the fruit that fell off the tree? It fell off. Gzera, Shem, Yalav, Yisrael, because the Gzera, maybe you're going to go up and pick the fruit. So he goof a Gzera. This itself is a gzera. This case itself, when the fruits are on the ground, why can you eat that? It's a gzera. Va'na nekov, and we're going to stand up. V'nigzer gzera l'gzera, we're going to make a gzera on that gzera, right? We can't do that. So Gemara answers, kula chada gzera. It's all one big gzera. It wasn't a two-step process. It's all one gzera. How's that pasta? How's it one gzera? So let's see Rashi. How it's all one gzera. Let's see Rashi on that Fedon base, the bottom of the Rabbi Yisrael Amar. Right? Rabbi Yisrael Amar. Time of the reason debates of the egg, the reason why our egg is Aser. But Tarnagelos HaMez Lachela. First of all, we're in the world that the Tarnagelos was for eating. Right? We're not like in the world of Reb Nachman that is the Tarnagelos which was for laying eggs which is Mukta. This Tarnagelos was made for eating. There's no issues with Mukta. Well, they come like we established, just like we already established in the Pshat of Rav Nachman, the Gemara spoke it out. We don't have to tell you again. Actually, you should know already, this is the case, it's referring to a case where the case is that it's really that the chicken was you were planning on eating it, so it's no issue of mukta. Ubeisil da asri, beisil that makes it aser. What's wrong with this egg? Because a peris was fruits that fall off the tree on Shabbos. We think now, right now at this point we think, why can't I eat the egg? We're thinking right now, it's a double gzeri. We're thinking right now, gzeri, because the fruit that fell off the light of you shouldn't eat them. Now what's that to do, what does the egg have to do with the fruit? So Rashi explained. The hanami, because this also, leperis hanoishrin, min ha'ilan damya. It's similar to fruits that fell off a tree. Why? Sha'afzu, because also this, even this case of the egg. Pri hanoishr, it's like a fruit that fell off. The egg used to be connected to somewhere in the, connected to the chicken. And now it got disconnected, it fell off. So therefore, it makes sense that we're afraid if you're going to start eating the egg, you're also going to eat the fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos. So comes the Gemara, comes the Bayin, that's what are you talking about? It's a gzera l'gzera. You can't do that. It's a gzera l'gzera. Right? Let's say it's top Rashi on Gemara, but Alpha Yitlosh, right? You're going to come to pick it. That, you might come to pick the fruits. We let you eat them when they fell, you might come to pick it. The Havi Yisur Deraisa, because then it's a Deraisa. The Hainu Kaiser, why? What's the Isra of picking? Rashi tells us. Cause it's this Isra of cutting. Shu Avalacha. This is the Avalacha. It's an Isra Deraisa. To pick fruits of Shabbos. So I would ask the Gzera L'Gzera. One Gzera is where you're not allowed to pick the fruits because we're afraid, you're not allowed to eat the fruits because you're afraid you're going to pick the fruits. Now I tell you, you can't eat the egg because we're afraid if you eat the egg, you're also going to come to eat the fruits that fell off. So I take Gzera L'Gzera. So Mara said, it's not a problem. It's all one Gzera. Let's see Rashi. What does that mean? It's all one Gzera. Chad Gzera. Why should they zoo gazera the lacy they perish that next year? We're saying that we didn't mean to make this a gzera, this case of an egg that was laid a gzera, right? That you shouldn't come to eating pears which fell off. That wasn't what happened over here. Ella. Because nimnu, what's nimnu mean? What's the word nimnu mean?
This?
Nimnu, like a minion. Count it. Or like what you usually they gather, they include it. Shenimnu v'gazru, like when they like they make a minion, like our school says a quorum, like a group. When they group, like shenimnu, right? V'gazru, right? Which means the Chazal gathered together. They made a gzera al peiros hanayshim on the fruits that fall off. Af beitz the ha'is of a mashma. Even the egg was mashma in that gzera. It wasn't a second step. It was all at the same time. The af al gavim, even though the less behuv ba. We showed Talisha, even though there's no issue over there for disconnecting, there's no issue of disconnecting an egg from the chicken. So how does it fit into the Xera? Do you might come to disconnect a fruit from the tree?
Talisha?
So me, Talisha is to pick something. Talish, to pick it, to disconnect it. Let's say you Talish the fruit, you pick the fruit off the tree. So even though an egg has nothing to do with Talisha, you're not picking, you're not disconnecting it from a tree. Miu, Mikhlal, Xera's Chacham, it was in part of the rule of the gzera of the chachamim. Why? Sha'af he, because even she, even this egg, priya hanosher, it looks like a fruit that got disconnected. Even though you're right, there's no real disconnecting from the egg. The egg comes out. It wasn't like it's connected on a tree. You don't have to pick the egg. But still, it's all included, which means one chazal made a gzera that you're not allowed to eat the fruits that fell off, right? Because you might come to eat the fruits of the tree. We also included, by the way, you also shouldn't eat the egg at the same time. Why? So why shouldn't I eat the egg? No, I shouldn't eat the egg. Because then I might come to eat the fruit from, pick a fruit from a tree. Why can't I eat an egg that was laid? According to Rabbi Yitzchak, why can't I eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov?
Because if it was nifal in the Xerah, the common that they tell us not to pick a fruit that's fallen so we don't pick it, then if you do the same thing with the egg, you'll come to, you'll actually come to pick fruits on Yom Tov because the egg situation is just like a fruit that's fallen off of a tree.
Oh, exactly. That the pshat is that we're afraid if you're going to start eating the egg, we're not that we're afraid you're going to start eating the fruit that fell. So if you're going to eat the egg, it's similar to eating the fruit that fell, so therefore we're afraid you're going to pick a fruit from the tree. So it's really all one example. Fine? So this is the third pshat we have in our Mishnah. This is the pshat of Rabbi Yosef. Very good. Come to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's very similar, but different. Rabbi Yitzchak, what did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Why can't we eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov? Why do we still hold it's aster? Gzeira mishemashkin shazavu. Say gzeira because of liquid that flows out. Right? Which means what? The halacha, let's say you have a grape or an olive. And the juice, the grape, the juice from that grape falls out, or the oil from the olive comes out, you're on Shabbos by itself. You're allowed to eat it?
No.
No. Why? So the gzeira, you might come to squeeze the grape or squeeze the olive. Good? So what do we want to say here? What does Rabbi Yitzchak want to tell us? Also, the same halacha is by the egg. Why don't we let you eat an egg which is born on Yom Tov? What's wrong with eating an egg that was born on Yom Tov? What are we afraid of? So afraid comes, Rabbi Rama said, if we let you eat the egg, we're afraid you squeeze the chicken. Let's learn more on that. Right, we're afraid.
Because that's the
Gzera
that this was Nechal.
Oh, so that's... Yeah, so why do they say the Torah? It's the same thing we said similar to the words, but at this point, what does the Gemara understand? This point, we're understanding that if we're going to let you eat the egg that came out of the chicken, we're afraid also, right, that you're going to eat the juice that was oozed out of the grape. Rabbi's saying, if we're going to let you eat the egg that was oozed out of the chicken, if it came flowing out of the chicken, it came out of the chicken... So they're also afraid you're going to drink the juice, which is Asa Durabana. So again, Abaye asked, Xeru, Xeru. It's the same thing. Amalei Abaye, Mashkin Shez Zavu Taimai. What's the reason why the juice that flowed out? What's the whole reason why you can't? What's the whole reason why you can't drink the juice? Xeru Shem. You saw this Xeru, maybe you're going to squeeze it. So he, Gup Xeru, this itself is Xeru. This itself, you can't drink the juice which oozed out is Xeru. And we naked, we're going to stand up and we're going to make a gzera l'gzera that you can't eat the egg from a chicken because you might come to take the juice squeezed out. It's a gzera l'gzera. The Marakan answers, it's all one gzera, like we said earlier, that when they made the gzera that you can't drink the juice that oozed out, we also at the same time made a gzera you can't eat the egg, right? So if I ask you, why can't you eat the egg that was laid on Yom Tov? What's the reason?
According to
Rabbi Yitzchak.
Because there's nichla inside the gzera of the chacham, and we don't want you to eat it so that you won't think you can squeeze fruits on Shabbos.
So you don't think you can come and squeeze fruits on Shabbos. Very good. Let's see, Rashi, the first narrow line, Shemashku Shezavu, because of liquid that flows out. Rashi, the kaimolan that's established to us already. Asurin, it's us that's forbidden, Lobay Bayim. On that day, because it's not like it was taught in the Mishnah, Im Self the Shabbos, the Im Yatsu Me Asma, that if they came out by the juice came out from the grapes and the olives by themselves, Asur and it's Asur. Ubeitza Nami, egg also. Dami was also similar. Shezava, that it flowed, the Yatsas, and it came out, Mimakar, from the place, Shahaisa Blur, from the place that, so to speak, it was swallowed up into, right, coming out from inside the mother. So therefore, they're also. It's a gzera, part of this gzera. Shema Yisrael. So what are we saying? We're saying, Mashkin Shezavu Ra'astu, you can't drink the juice that flowed out, because we're afraid you're going to come and squeeze it. And what's the problem of squeezing? Because Rashi tells, Uschitas Peros, and squeezing Peros, Tolda the Dosh. It's a Tolda of threshing, Tolda the Doshi. Why? How is this threshing? How is the juice coming out of fruit like threshing? Shema Farkon, so that you're taking them apart, taking the juice apart, mitoch zog shalhan, from there, zog from the skin. Just like a farak tfua, mikashala, so like you separate the tfua from its chaff, from its straw. Here also you're separating the juice from the skin, right? That's where the juice comes from. So I want to say, what do you mean? It's a gzera l'gzera. Again, it's an issue of gzera l'gzera. Mara says, no, it's not a gzera l'gzera. Why? Chada gzera hi. It's all one gzera. Because the priest, like we explained already, so gozer ala mashkin, when they made a gzera on the juice, just over the flowed out, af beitza is the mashva. Also over there, also an egg, also a mashva.
Well, if, and then initially it's just nichla and then
but that was an earlier case. We're going to repeat it. That was in Rabbi Yitzchak. In Rabbi Yitzchak, we said that was by Paris HaNeishri. Now the Gemara goes through the same steps in Rabbi Yitzchak.
I don't know that answer, even though it was there before.
Yeah, before we were in Rabbi Yitzchak, and now. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak. Good? Fine. So far now, we have four different pshatim in our Mishnah why you shouldn't be able to eat this egg that was laid. Right? Either because Rabbi Nachman said because it's mukta, Rabbi said it's an issue of hachana, Rabbi Yosef said it's an issue of, it's part of the gzeira of fruit that fell off, and Rabbi Yitzchak says because it's part of the gzeira of juice that oozed out of things, it's part of that gzeira. It's part of the gzeira of mashkum shazal. So now, currently, what it says, why don't the pshatim hold like each other? With four different pshatim. Let's say they were kulu, k'rav nachman loy amri. All of them don't say like Rav Nachman's pshat, who said Rabbi Tzila has the issue of mukta. Kikushin, like our question. What was our question? Meaning, we already asked Rav Nachman a problem. All other shiurim don't hold like Rav Nachman because of our refutation of Rav Nachman. What was our refutation of Rav Nachman? What was our issue of Rav Nachman's pshat? What did Gemara ask on him?
Why didn't he argue on the chicken, not just the egg?
Oh, both of them. They're both mukta. Why only argue the egg? You should also argue the chicken, not just the egg. They're both a problem. So that's why also it makes sense. That's why Rabba is important. No, like, Karabba Nami, like Amri, like Rabba also, like Rabba Shat, they didn't either say that because Hachana Lesu, they don't have this Isser Deraisa of Hachana. They don't hold that there's such a thing of an Isser Deraisa of Hachana. Right? Therefore, Rabbi Nachman's whole Pshat was based on Hachana. The whole reason why you can't eat this egg is because it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. So,
but why didn't they hold it? He quoted
the pasuk. They hold it. It was a drush from a pasuk. The pasuk was telling me they used to collect the money on the Friday double portion. The pasuk didn't teach me. That was his drush. That was a pasuk telling me they collected on Friday. Must be coming to teach you. You have to prepare only on Friday.
So
it was a drush. The pasuk was telling me, talking about the money to collect the money double on Friday. So he said that means you have to prepare on Friday.
If it was just a drush, then it would be deraisa. He's holding it.
Of course, every drush is deraisa. Of course, all drush. Hey, Josh, it's the rest. Oh, it's a smachta. Then we say it's the rabbana. Smachta just means that I'm really saying it's the rabbana. I'm relying on the psukkah. Josh, it's the rest. That's the way they understand what the Torah means. Good? Fine. So let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says, Kulukrim namely amri ki kushu, because we had a kasha. Kirabba namely amri, like Rabba also they don't say, because hachana leslu, they don't have this issue of hachana. They don't hold such a thing of an issa deraisa of preparing on Shabbos for yomta. Fine. So that's what we understand. Why they don't want to say like those that shot, like Rabba. That's shot. Elor Rabbi Yosef, my time is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. But why did Rabbi Yosef? Right, what was Rabbi Yosef's shot? He was the one who says because the parents had nation, the fruit of all look. Why did he learn that it was just like Rabbi Yitzchak who said it was like the juice that oozed out? Why did he choose that it was a product of the chav of parents had nation, and not say like Rabbi Yitzchak said that it's an issue of Mashkin Shazav, why did he pick that case? Yeah, good. So Rabbi Yitzchak, my time of Kribbitz, why didn't he say Kribbitz? Amr L'chal, say to you, Beitza, egg, ochlehu. A beitza is food. Uperis ochle, fruit also are food. So therefore, I would rather understand that the issue of an egg being laid was in a similar issue as part of the gzera of fruit, which is a food, than the lafuk in mashka, that it's fluid in mashka, which is a drink. The lav ochlehu, it's not food. So I would understand which gzera's chazal it went into. I would rather say it went into the gzera's chazal of fruit that fell off the tree. Good? Rabbi Yitzchak, my time, like Amar Ke, Rabbi Yisrael. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak say like Rabbi Yisrael? Right? Why did Rabbi Yitzchak say like Rabbi Yisrael? The pshat is that it's an issue of prayers on Hashem. Amar L'chol say to you, Beitza v'lua u'mashkel. The egg is so to speak swallowed up into the stomach of the chicken, and also the juice also of the grapes is also swallowed up into the grape. La fuke peres to the kulin of peres to the one of peres, the migul kaimu. And over here, the fruits are revealed. Therefore, my case is more similar to grapes than to fruits growing on a tree.
Juicy.
Yeah. Fine, let's see Rashi. Kulhu. That's Rashi Kulhu. Rabba, to Uki Masnisin, Mishmachana. Rabba, who said our Mishnah is Achana. Rav Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, Tokmu Mishum Gzeira. Fine. saying Rabbah said it's al tachana. Rabbi Yisrael said it's because of exer. So we understand why Kerem Nachman, they didn't call it Kerem Nachman. That Mishum Muktzah held the shadow here. Now Mishnah, the problem is the egg is Muktzah. Kikush, like they were already asked on it. Because the Parchina, like we refuted earlier, that we said we asked Kerem Nachman, lift the good with Harvai, let us argue, and the chicken also is the issue of Muktzah. Good, fine. So the Gemara said, "Mashkin lav ochluhu." Hilchach. Therefore, k'shegadru al mashkin shezavu. When we made a gzera on juice that flowed out, why is the beitz of mashkin? We're talking about eggs because the egg is food. It doesn't connect with the juice. Shere ain't a mashkin because it's not a mashkin. Avo b'chlap es anayshu maisa. Rather, it's just like okay, the fruit that fell off the tree. Good. But the end we said that the egg is balua. Why is the egg swallowed up? The egg is balua but toichatana goilas inside the chicken. It's zav lachuz and flows outside. Umashka baluin. Where do you have the liquid swallowed up? Becharson in right mashka baluin becharson. What's the charson? Charson is what? What's the chaytzen? The pit. Good. For chaytzen, is that on the chaytzen? It's called that song. It's a lafuge pays the miglu to the exclusion of pears that flows out of the kaimu. Hilkach, therefore. Nishiris ha-pears, the lav b'chla nishiris ha-pears. Therefore, the basic command is not considered like wild fruit. Fine. So we'll stop over here at Baruch Hashem. So Sunday we're going to do Chazar Ben Sesha.
Without talking about the juice that's inside the peel, but the juice that's inside the pit is the hidden part. Like the egg in the chicken.
I'm not sure if you have to say that. I don't know if there's juice in the pits, that's what I mean. You said there's juice in the pits?
And the olive.
Oh, the olive, there are.
And the, you know, olive and grapes and something in the pit too.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's calling the pit anything inside of the peel.
I guess so, again.
Okay.
Or chayza really means the inside. Chayza is the inside. That's what chayza
means.
Fine, Baruch Hashem. Shkeh,
shkeh. The pit.